is still here with Hanover. 4:28 here to go in the fourth quarter. 39-32. Hanover over Centralia. It's been a back and forth game. One player who hasn't gotten much involved in this fourth quarter is Josie Haverkamp. If you're Centralia, you want to get a player like her involved. She's a 5'10" junior forward. She had 20 points in the CBL championship game. If you can get her rocking and rolling in Tava Gibbs, you're going to be in good hands with two power forwards. Hanover driving inside. Passing up to Hyman in the paint. She'll take a step inside. She'll miss the shot, but she'll go up to the free throw line and shoot two. Foul against Centralia. It's against Josie Haverkamp. It is her fourth personal of the game. And the third team foul of the quarter here for Centralia. First free throw shot is up and missed here for Hyman. Hyman, who had a great first quarter with 6 points all consecutively in a row. That was when Hanover was down 8-6 the last time down in this game, and then went up 14-8 again, all because of Nora Hyman. She's been quiet since that point. See if she can break it at the free throw line, but she'll miss both times. Hanover will, or Centralia will definitely appreciate that, as they'll take over. Centralia with the ball at half court. The foul is called against Gracie Bruna. That'll be her third picked up of the game. The team's second team foul of the quarter for Hanover. Allie Shale and Trini Schlebach here coming in for Hanover, taking out Hyman and Cohurst. Centralia down by 7, 39-32 with 4:09 to go in the fourth quarter. You're in the fourth of the Panthers. It's Kramer, Gibbs, Thompson, Becker, and Rempe. And they turn the ball over at the high key from Stellbaumer. With the ball, she finds a wide-open Shale. Shale misses the bunny, and somehow Gibbs takes it away. Centralia back with it down the floor. Rempe to Gibbs. Gibbs inside, short corner, far. Kicked out to Rempe. Rempe at the bullhorn. Down the opposite side to her right. Kramer to Gibbs. Gibbs, Thompson, ball is blocked out of bounds. Number 20, blocked by number 20. 3:39 to go in the fourth quarter. 39-32. Centralia has trailed since the first quarter to Hanover. Rempe in the corner. Instead of taking the shot, she'll move the ball around the perimeter. Here's one from the top of the key. Miss, but Gibbs gets it underneath the basket. She's fouled, and she'll go up to the free throw line to shoot two. And Tava Gibbs, an efficient free throw shooter this season. 2 for 2 in this game. 66% coming into the night. Centralia, the unit, shoots 65%. A couple of free throws can finally break the number 7. That has been the deficit this team has been by majority of the second half. As his first free throw shot is up and good for Tava Gibbs. Now Centralia only down by 6. But you still want to continue to be efficient here on both sides of the floor. Centralia, they've overcome some small humps, but they've failed to overcome the major one. But Gibbs goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. And now the pressure is starting to get into Hanover. Can they get down the floor? Yes, they can. 2-on-1. Setting up, and a steal by Gibbs. What a take, her fifth steal of the game. Down the floor, Centralia working with it with Kramer. On the far wing, she spins around. Top, she's up for a screen. Now the Rempe, she spins, fires a 3. And nearly the first one in the game made for Centralia. It's missed and rebounded by Thompson. Thompson outside, back to Rempe. Rempe to Becker in the top of the key. Inside she'll go. Gibbs picks up the ball. Fouled and 1. Gibbs dominating inside the paint for the Centralia Panthers. And just like that, you can hear it. Centralia's crowd is into this game. And Hanover is going to maybe need to take a timeout here in a minute or two. But Gibbs here at the free throw line, her and one shot is up, missed, and rebounded by Juneman for Hanover. Juneman down the floor. She's got a wolf behind her, but she's able to get it away. Hanover with the ball. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia on the baseline. Centralia finally overcome the number 7, but now they got to overcome the number 3. They're down 39-36 to Hanover with 2:46 to go in this fourth quarter. Heike shot up and missed, rebounded by Gibbs. Gibbs, she's had an incredible game here on the boards, a double-double, almost a triple-double with steals, and a timeout is called by the Centralia Panthers. This is a huge opportunity to either tie the game or go down by 1 point with just an easy bucket inside the field. 39-36, Hanover's up by three over Centralia, but 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take a step aside for a quick 30 seconds. We'll be right back for one of the best games going on in the state of Kansas here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Over Centralia, these two teams have went back and forth in this game for one of the most exciting and thrilling games here this season for either of these teams. And here, Centralia has the ball down by three with 2:30 to go in this fourth quarter, down to Hanover. Hanover, they have not came out of their zone defense. Josie Haverkamp nearly goes inside, but the ball comes out of the bucket after bouncing in, and Schlebach has the ball at the rebound. Schlebach stands with it, gets it out to her teammate, and Stahlbommer. Stahlbommer in the key, passing up. One of the lights have shut off here at Centralia. I think one of the lights just went out, but a rebound made by Schlebach. And a three-point shot is up as the lights come on. Lights too bright. And the rebound is made by Gibbs. Down the floor to Kramer. Kramer on the far wing. Bounce pass. Ball is taken away and stolen by Stahlbommer. And now it's on the floor. Taken away by Gibbs. She picks it up. Gives it to Becker. Open. Oh, she had a wide open shot. Instead of taking it, she threw it out of bounds. And the clock is stopped at 1:44. In what a train derail of events. .144 left to go in this fourth quarter. 39-36, Hanover over Centralia. Hanover with the ball. You can tell it. Everyone's on their feet for this game. Is it coming down to the wire? Gracie Bruna with the ball. Dribbles out to her right side. Nearly loses the possession. It's bounced around the ground. It's picked back up by Gracie Bruna. Bruna inside, ball swatted. Picked up on the ground. Dips. And a jump ball possession. Arrow Centralia. They get the ball. Man, Gibbs has had a terrific night. She had 9 rebounds in the first half. She's got 7 here in the second. 16 rebounds of the game. Over 10 points and nearly 10 rebounds. She is on fire in this game here for the Centralia Panthers. But the other player has been Hayden Kramer. Kramer, who's got 11 points in this second half for Centralia. Centralia, with not much time left in this game, just 73 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter, down by three. They'll skip it. Far side. Centralia in for Kramer. She'll use the backboard. It's missed. Ball knocked up, out, and picked up by Centralia. Or Hanover. Now Centralia picks it up down the floor. Both teams turn it over, and now Centralia has it again. With Kramer at the top of the timeline with 50 seconds left to go. Centralia has not hit a single three yet in this game. They'll go inside to Gibbs. Gibbs will go on the outside. Three-point shot is up and off the board and rebounded by Bruna on the near side. 37 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. A three-point lead for Hanover, and they are going to get a timeout by head coach Chris Fikeman and the Hanover Wildcats. With 33 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter, 39-36, Hanover over Centralia. We're going to go ahead and keep things here. We're going to go ahead and keep a breather. This has been one of the few back-and-forth games we've had yet this season. You look at the scheme of matchups. Both these teams match up well against each other. Centralia, the ranked 3 team and state defender of last year's Class 1A Division 1 title. and the Hanover Wildcats, the defending champ of last year's Class 1 and Division 2 title, and the ranked number 3 team in that class. And these two teams are playing a defensive showcase between each other, but this second half has been nothing but an offensive spark. Centralia only had 15 points in the first half. Here they put up 21 points in the second half. The Hanover Wilds put up 23 points in the first half. Here they've only been able to put up 16 points in half number 2. So in terms of the second half, Centralia has been playing overall better. But Centralia, I'd say the biggest factor in this game has been the three-point shooting. When it comes down to it, they are 0 for 13 outside the perimeter. And I said it earlier in that third quarter, if one three-point shot ever went in, this game would be very different right now. But Centralia has done well on the inside. We'll see if that can help them get back in this game. But Hanover has it with 32 seconds to go, up by 3. And a foul is called on the Panthers. That's their last foul to give. It's called on Maya Tanking. Her first personal. Both teams with 4 fouls with 30 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Hanover Wildcats with the ball. Ainsley Steinbalmer with it. By the Hanover bench. She looks left side. Takes the ball overhead. Goes in the Hyman. And there's an immediate foul. And Centralia will put Hyman up at the free throw line to shoot 2. This is where Hanover can really start to come away with this game, is this free throw line. Of course, one shot makes a 2-possession game, but you'd like to get both of them in if you're Hyman. The first shot is up, and wow, what a free throw shot. It hit the back of the iron, it bounced straight up about 5 feet, hit up the top of the glass, and went right back in. That explains this game. Hyman. Her next shot is up and missed and rebounded by Centralia. Down the floor, Centralia has 24 seconds to work with. Gibbs drops back, takes the 3, missed, gets her own rebound, floats it, and misses. But she is fouled and will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. These free throw shots are huge. Centralia needs to make both of these. They have not done very well from outside the perimeter. Their best chances in this game are in the perimeter. Their first shot up for Gibbs is missed. You're still down by 4, so you'd still like to get this next shot to go in. Main reason why I'd like to make both these free throw shots is if you have to foul Hanover and put them back up to the free throw line. Hanover, they have a chance they can extend it to 6 points. Less than 20 seconds left to go. Next shot is up and good for Gibbs, a 3-point game. And coming in is Tanking here for the Panthers with 19 seconds to go. 40-37, Hanover over Centralia. They got to get the ball in. Hanover will do so. Now they got to get it past half court. This is the next big part. But Hanover has them trapped. And they're going to call a foul on Centralia. He could have maybe forced a 10-second violation there if you got your hands off, but they'll put Gracie Bruno up to the free throw line. The first half, she went 2 of 3. The first points of the game were at the free throw line. Her first shot is up and off the iron. If she misses this next one, it's a 3-point game, 40-37 with 14 seconds to go. But Centralia, up to this point, is 0 of 15 outside the perimeter. It came down to a 3-point shot. And the Centralia Panthers knock it down. But Bruna takes the next shot. It's missed. Rebounded by Centralia with 11 seconds to go. Now only 8 past half court. And a full timeout is called by the Centralia Panthers. Head coach Dusty Thompson with 8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. We'll keep things here. 40-37. Hanover up over Centralia. And now you're sitting and you're analyzing here. If your coach, Dusty Thompson, who is going to get this ball? Again, 0 for 15 outside the perimeter. It's been a very tough game for Centralia shooting, but it's going to come down to this 3-point shot. Unless you want to try to do something where you can get the ball in still, if you can get it in within 2 to 3 seconds, score, you get 5 seconds of the clock, and an instant foul, you might have a chance to maybe work it out. But again, you're mostly putting this game in the hands of a 3-point shot is what I would reckon, but I could be wrong. But if it is, You look at the board here. Who have been your best three-point shooters this season? Well, if my eye test serves me right, in remembrance, Keelan Rempe and Hayden Kramer have been by far the best three-point shooters on this team this season and the last couple years. Hayden Kramer knocked down two threes in the TBL championship. I feel like if anyone gets this game ball, if anyone gets this with the chance to go into overtime, you throw up a player screen, you try to get Kramer the ball. But we'll see what happens. 9.5 seconds. They add a second on the clock. Centralia has it. It's all in the hands of Kramer. She'll go to Rempe. Rempe will fly the three, and she'll nail it! She'll hit the first three in the game for the Centralia Panthers! 0-15, make it 1-16. 40-40, we're going into overtime. Centralia, Hanover. We're back in 60 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kansaland Radio.
Finishing your degree around the business schedule? Class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Over?
All right, I'm coming back to you. I'm at fault. You're on.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio for the start of the overtime quarter. Centralia sent in overtime with their first three of the game after going cold 0-15 with no time remaining. Rempe sliced her first points of the contest after coming back in the game with four fouls. Hanover starts with the ball, though, in this overtime, and Drew Brunet goes in for 2 points. 42-40. Hanover back on top over Centralia. Centralia still hasn't had the lead since the first quarter, up 8-6. But Gibbs under the basket. With the ball, she gets her own offensive rebound, and she gets it out to the hands of Kramer. She misses the shot. Gibbs throws it back in, but it is straight out of bounds. Gibbs has had so many rebounds. My stat sheet looks like a complete mess right now. In short, Gibbs has been absolutely phenomenal here on the glass. Hanover with the ball. On the left side, low wing. They'll go up to the top. To the right, to Juneman. Juneman dribbling out to her left. She'll go up top to Slaybach. Slaybach back to Juneman. 20 here on the shot clock. 3 minutes left to go in this overtime. And this one, next one is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. Hanover is up 42-40 in this overtime. Centralia, they were outscored 12-11 in the third quarter, but they outscored Hanover 14-5 in quarter four to come back in this game. They're down 8 points, 9 points entering the fourth. Incredible game so far between these two teams that are state champions from a year ago. Hanover with the ball, fadeaway shot, missed and rebounded by, you can guess it, it's Gibbs. Kramer, down the floor. She'll go opposite side to Rempe. Rempe, who made the game-tying three-pointer, her first three and the team's first three of the entire game. She's got it back with her. She'll try another three, and it'll be off the iron, rebounded by Gibbs, and Gibbs is fouled. Gibbs will go up to the free-throw line. Gibbs has 18 rebounds on this game. Incredible. 13 points, 18 rebounds, 6 steals. Tava Gibbs is having a game of a lifetime. And she's got a chance to retie this game here at the free throw line as her first shot is up and in. It's 42-41, Hanover up by one with 2:29 to go here in this fourth quarter. Rempe will come off, so will Josie Haverkamp. Maya tanking and Court Thompson will step in for the Centralia Panthers. On the floor also Becker, Gibbs, and Kramer. Centralia at the free throw line. Gibbs, next shot is up and in. And Gibbs massively going 2-for-2 at the free throw line. The side is going to 42-all. Kramer nearly gets a steal, but Hanover has the ball still with a tied game, 2:19 to go in this overtime. 42-all, Hanover with the ball at half court. Gracie Bruna. Bruna dribbles out to her left. Now she'll backtrack it to the Panther logo. Down the left, Bullhorn. Right pass, back to Bruna. Bruna will kick it out at the top of the perimeter. Now to Drew Bruna. Druneman, there's 3 seconds on the shot clock. You got to toss it up. It's off the front iron and rebounded by Gibbs. Her 19th rebound of the game. Centralia with the ball. Kramer lobbing it to tanking. Tanking ball is not nearly going to half court, but Gibbs tosses it to the tanking. Tanking back to Gibbs. Tanking on the right wing. Dribbles left inside, and they're going to get her on a double dribble. Both these teams have over 20 turnovers in this game. We got 94 seconds remaining, 42-all between these two teams. Both teams have only scored 2 points in this overtime. Nearly 2.5 minutes into it. A timeout taken by Hanover. We'll take the timeout as well. A 60-second break with 1:34 left to go in this overtime. 42-all, Centralia, Hanover girls in a TVO brawl.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Hanover Wildcats here with the ball. The side game, 42-all in overtime with 1:30 to go. With it, Stahlbaumer drives off the glass, rebounded by the offense for Hanover. They'll get it back a second, third time, I should say. And a foul to follow by Centralia. Again, here we're on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KZA Game of the Week. Bobby back and see you. Crittenden down here live at Centralia, Kansas. We also got Jake and Boz here for their Game of the Week they're at. And, well, they're in for a good one. They definitely picked a good one for these two teams. Here at the free throw line, first shot up for Gracie Bruna is missed. Bruna missing a massive free throw shot. Here, 80 seconds left to go in this overtime quarter. Both teams have only scored 2 points in this OT. It's tied 42-all. This next shot for Gracie is in for one. Hanover takes the lead again by one. 43-42. Centralia has a chance for the first time to take the lead since the first quarter when they were up 8-6. 70 seconds left to go in overtime. 24 on the shot clock. You got time to make a offensive play if you're Centralia. Kramer will go to Rempe. Rempe. We'll pump fake the three, dribble up the left side, now to Becker. Becker, skip it far to Kramer. Kramer will fly it out to Rempe. 7 seconds down the shot clock. You gotta make a move. Kramer will drive, dribble inside, kick it out. 3-point shot blocked out of bounds. And also a shot clock violation. Great defense by Hanover. 45 seconds remaining in overtime, 43-42. Hanover up by one. If you're Centralia, you don't have to foul here. You can just force Hanover to take a shot, or you can steal the ball with Gibbs. for seventh steal of the game. Nearly a triple-double. And a timeout is taken, a full by Dusty Thompson as Hanover nearly came away with the turnover. A 60-second timeout by Dusty Thompson. We'll take only 30 aside with 35 to go in this OT. 43-42, Hanover up by one over Centralia. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located.
Kansaland Radio.
Only 35 seconds remains in one of the best matchups here in the low classification between two state-winning teams from last year. 43-42, Hanover over Centralia in overtime with 35 seconds left to go. Dusty Thompson, head coach of Centralia, fourth season, chasing his 75th win of his career. Three quarters of the way there. 2-100, but he's got to get this victory over Hanover. Centralia has not led since the first quarter. They have a chance here, but nearly turning the ball over. Kramer picks it back up. There's a couple players on the floor. Kramer sinks it into the short corner. Centralia has the lead for the first time since the first quarter with 17 seconds left to go. Hanover has the ball. They'll drive it inside. They'll get deflected. They'll pick it back up. 10 seconds to go. Schuderman's blocked. This ball is on the baseline. Last touch by Centralia with 6 seconds to go in overtime. It's 44-43. Centralia leads by one over the Hanover Wildcats. And a full timeout is taken again. We'll keep it here with you. And man, I don't know if anyone can tell, but you need to connect a heart monitor to me. I'm going probably over 140. I think everyone here on both sides is. This is a great matchup between two great teams. And no matter who wins this game, you got to remember, both these teams play in a different classification, and both these teams will compete for a state championship in their own respective classification. And that's what makes this so awesome. Both these teams both get to represent the TVL at the end of the year anyway, but they can come together to put on one of the best shows in Kansas. And here it is, down at Centralia, Kansas. No better place for it to be. 44-43, Centralia up by one to Hanover. Their first lead since going up 8-6 in the first quarter. The Hanover retook it 14-8. But they're up by one over Hanover with 6 seconds to go. Hanover has the ball. Underneath the glass, under the right side, it's Gracie Bruna. Who do you get the ball in here if you're Hanover? What is your final shot of this game to try to win it? They go into Drew Bruna. She drives, kicks out, three-pointer to try to win. It's missed. Putback is up and missed. Centralia wins. Centralia wins. 44-43. Amazing. Do you hear that crowd? What a game. One of the best games I've seen this year, and probably many here on the floor and in the crowd. Centralia wins in overtime. 45-44 in an amazement game. They win by one. What a matchup between these two teams. We'll take a step aside. We'll be back here in a bit for our post-game show. Again, Centralia comes away with a one-point victory over Hanover. 44-43 here in overtime. We're back here in a quick couple of minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Oh, you might as well.
Tails win.
Tails win.
Tails win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, hopefully everyone's heart rate has went down just a little bit after the overtime victory for Centralia, 44-43 over the Hanover Wildcats. Man, all I can say is, what a game. That's the postgame. I'm just kidding. But it really was just an amazing game. Here, a postgame show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agriculture real estate. And it's a game that is defined by many things, but, you know, the words that you can use is resilient, toughness, and just never giving up, and facing adversity. It's exactly what Centralia did this entire game. They struggled against Hanover's defense. It was first a 2-3 zone, then Hanover switched to a 3-2. But Centralia, they found a way to get it done. They found a way to power through and get the victory. Win number 75 of the career for Dusty Thompson, just an incredible accomplishment for him. And for the Centralia Panthers, again, the big win, 44-43. They were down 23-15 at the half. They were down 35-26 going into the fourth quarter. They outscored Hanover 14-5 in the fourth quarter. And the most impressive thing about it is that Keelan Rempe hit a three-point shot a foot and a half off the arc from the right side wing, hitting the team's first three of the night after going 0-15 roughly as a team. They had shot cold from the outside, but they had done really well inside. They had not done very well on the outside, but the game came down three-point shot, and Rempe sniped it. The only three-pointer of the game couldn't have come at a more opportune time for Centralia. A dime dropped by Rempe, who had four fouls, by the way, coming into the fourth quarter. So that was even more impressive that she was able to stay on the floor for the fourth quarter and keep herself for that opportunity. For everything to come into play, it was a great game for Centralia. They fought against the grindstone. They kept grinding, and they came away with the victory. But one player you got to talk about is the player of the game in this game, and that's brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. It's Tava Gibbs. It's without a doubt Tava Gibbs. And you want to give a shout-out to a couple of other players who really played key roles in this game for Centralia. I mean, Hayden Kramer, you cannot forget what she did in the second half for the Centralia Panthers. I mean, she had 13 points in the second half, 16 points on the game, two steals and a couple of rebounds. And Keelan Rempe, of course, she only had 3 points on the game total, putt for three steals mixed in with the game-tying three could not be forgotten. But David Gibbs, what a game. You take any of these players on the floor out of this game, and Hanover probably wins it. This is a collective team win for Centralia. But you look at one of the biggest pieces to this puzzle tonight in the victory. It's Tava Gibbs. 7 steals, 19 rebounds, and 15 total points. Getting points in every single quarter of this game, including clutch free throws going 2-for-2 in overtime that decided the 1 point between the victory and what could have been potentially another OT. So overall, a great wrap-up for Centralia. Incredible victory. A couple of fist bumps from Jake and Boz as they had also got my pen back. Thanks, Boz. As they're going off and getting ready for the Friday scoreboard show, which, by the way, you can tune into after all of our games, after our boys' games, the stats and the recaps and highlights of the local community National Bank High School scoreboard show with Jake and Boz on every Friday night. It'll cue after the KMZA and KNZA both come to an equal conclusion. I can imagine that probably the KMZA game might be getting a little quicker done than us over here, but no problem. We had an incredible first game, and, well, I got great news, everybody. We got a great game also here to follow. Centralia boys, Hanover boys, two teams undefeated in league play. Someone's going to come away with a victory, and the other's going to come away with their first league loss. If you're ready for another incredible matchup here in the TVL, stay tuned and stay in coverage. But again, Centralia girls coming up with the victory over Hanover, 44-43 in overtime. Centralia now improving to 13-2 on the season, 4-1 in the league. Hanover takes their first league loss, now drops to 5-1 and 12-3 on the season. Centralia has now beat Hanover going on now for 4 consecutive years and 4 straight games. Step aside, we'll be back here in a couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
My name is Denise, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for over 10 years. Chiropractic care has really helped me with my migraine headaches and has also helped me care for my family, including my special needs daughter. Dr. Lukert and his staff are always welcoming and attentive. Regular chiropractic care has helped me meet my daily challenges, stay involved in extra activities I enjoy, and is an essential part of my life. I would highly recommend Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness to you and your family.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaslands News.
This is The Licks, your only source for local daily news. I'm Brian Hagan, along with Greg Bevermeyer. Remember, you can find us online anytime at mscnews.net.
A late Thursday evening single-vehicle Atchison County crash claimed the life of a Troy man. The Kansas Highway Patrol says killing the crash on K7 Highway north of 318th Road was 32-year-old Dustin Saunders. The patrol says Saunders was northbound when, for an unknown reason, his Ford F-150 pickup truck left the roadway and struck a tree shortly after 10:30. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The patrol says Saunders, who is the lone occupant, was not wearing a seatbelt when the crash occurred.
Two vacant Atchison County leadership positions have been filled. Appointments to County Treasurer and 2nd District County Commissioner were approved Thursday during a convention of the Atchison County Republicans. Selected to fill the commission seat is John Calhoun, a familiar name to area residents. Calhoun has previously served as Atchison County Sheriff and held administrative roles with the City of Horton. He currently serves as Undersheriff with the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. Atchison County Republican Chair Derek Franklin tells MSC News the County Treasurer position will be filled by Paige Schmidt, who has been serving in the role on an interim basis following the resignation of Connie Ellerman, a county employee of nearly 14 years, prior to the start of the new year. Calhoun fills the vacancy left by Eric Knoll, who resigned early.
Now with 7 points on the game, Centralia down by 10, 22-12 with 2:52 to go in this second quarter. Centralia works around the perimeter with Rempe. Rempe down on the far right wing with Gibbs. Gibbs will drive inside. She'll miss the shot. Ball is knocked out of bounds. The last touch by Centralia. The rebound was by Hyman. Marina will inbound this play here for Hanover. They'll break the press down the floor. They have not struggled here against Hanover's or Centralia's press defense. But here's a turnover. Becker gets the easy steal. Is right to her hands. 11 turnovers in the half for Hanover. Gibbs. Out to Kramer. Kramer down low. Easy pass to Thompson. Thompson to Gibbs. Gibbs floats it, and she's way short of the basket. The rebound's by Hyman. Second back-to-back for her, but Gibbs gets the steal. She's got it underneath the basket, and they're going to get a foul on the floor called on Hanover and Judiman on a push. That'll be her first foul of the game. Second team foul for Hanover. 2 minutes, 6 seconds left to go this second quarter. 22-12, Hanover over Centralia. Two teams that very well could have potentially met up in the KDL Championship this season, but Hanover was knocked out early by Blue Valley in an upset game, 56-55. And here's a steal for Hanover. They get the ball down the floor. They work it underneath the basket. They got a wide open Bruna. Oh, his last touch knocked out of bounds. And it'll be kept by Hanover. Centralia with 11 turnovers on the half. Both teams with 11. But Centralia has paid the most for it. 3-point shot up for Hanover. Missed. Rebounded by Gibbs. Gibbs, she's got 8 rebounds in this first half. With 1:43 left to go. 22-12. Hanover over Centralia. Kramer on the right wing. Dribbling to the back. Now a deep pass to the baseline. Somehow kept inside. Rempe will attempt a 3. And she'll miss it, but the rebound will be underneath by Gibbs, and Gibbs takes away, and then Gibbs gives it back, and then Gibbs gets it back to herself, and then there's a foul. And now Gibbs will be at the free throw line. Playing a game of no tagbacks underneath the basket. Gibbs has it. First shot up. And good. That breaks up Hanover's 3 straight points. 22-13, Hanover over Centralia with 1:19 to go in the first half. Centralia down, but getting closer with Gibbs going 2-for-2 at the free throw line. Hanover with the ball. Judiman inside to Bruna. Bruna inside the paint. Instead of steering, she'll kick it out. Now out to Allie Shale, first time for her in this game, and a foul is drawn. Stahlbummer drives inside and draws it. Centralia picking up the foul to Keelan Rempe. That is her third personal of the game. Team second for Centralia, the quarter. Back shot. Get the free throw line up and good for Hensley Stahlbummer. She's now got 4 points here on the game. 64 seconds remaining in this first half. Hanover looking to lead here by 10 at the free throw line, but only being by 9 as the second shot is missed by Stahlbummer. Rebound by Haverkamp. Centralia down the floor. They get it to the corner. Inside, they'll push it to Gibbs. Gibbs to Kramer. Kramer sets her feet. Drives inside. Front court, takes it back out of tanking. Tanking back to Kramer. Kramer, 3-point try, up and off the basket. Rebounded by Gibbs. Gibbs tried to go inside but couldn't find the basket. And now with it is Hanover, nearly losing the ball. They'll work it down the floor. Shale on the far wing, and it's stolen by Centralia. Shot clock's been turned off. We're under 30 seconds left to go here in this half, and Centralia will turn it right back over to Hanover. Both these teams have been just really giving it back to each other in this game. Centralia, they only average 13 turnovers a game. Here in this first half alone, they have 13. 20 seconds to go in this second quarter. 23-14. Hanover leads by 9 over Centralia. Hanover holding the ball. 10 seconds left to go. Now only 8. At half court, Shale turns it over, tanking another steal down the floor. 3 seconds. Kramer fouled. And she'll go up to the free throw line to end this half with some free throw shots. There still is 1 second remaining, so maybe Hanover can do something. Or if the second shot is missed, maybe Centralia can get a putback. But regardless, you'll have some chance of points with Kramer at the free throw line. Their first shot is up and off the basket. All credit there to Maya Thanking. She's had now back-to-back steals for the Panthers. Fortunately, turnovers haven't amounted much for Centralia in this half, but Thanking, or Kramer hits her second free throw shot, and the half will end 23-15. Hanover leads by 8 over Centralia. This is the matchup you think you were going to get and thought you were going to get between these two number 3 ranked teams in their own classes. It's a big matchup here in the TVL between Centralia and Hanover. We'll come back here in a bit for a halftime show. Hanover leads by 8, 23-15 over the Centralia Panthers.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network for a halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. We got a big and exciting matchup here between these two Twin Valley League teams, the Centralia Panthers and the Hanover Wildcats. Hanover, a number 3 ranked team in Class 1A Division 2, while the Centralia Panthers sit at number 3 ranked in their own class at Class 1A Division 1. Hanover is up by 8 over Centralia, 23-15. Hanover, they outscored Centralia 14-10 in the first quarter. And in quarter number 2, Hanover Wildcats, they outscored Centralia at 9-5. It was not a very big scoring quarter for really either team. Where we went about nearly 4 minutes into that second quarter where no teams had gotten onto the board. It was only Drew Bruna up at the free throw line that got the first points going of the quarter for the Hanover Wildcats. But Hanover, they started this game off strong with 6 consecutive points. Centralia, they would find a way to respond with 8 consecutive to go up 8-6. And then Hanover would get right back on top. They'd find their way back up 14-8. Both teams would kind of go back and forth. Centralia would score 2 to make it 14-10. And Hanover, they would really start taking away, go up 19-10. And here we're at our halftime score, 23-15. So Hanover, You know, you look at this first half, and just looking at the stats real quick, Hanover 13 turnovers, 7 rebounds, 2 threes, 5 of 7 at the free throw line, 7 steals. Centralia 13 turnovers, 17 rebounds, 0 for 8 outside the perimeter, 3 of 4 at the free throw line, and 9 steals on this game. And, you know, you got great performance on both sides. For Hanover, you got leading the way right now with 7 points and Drew Bruna. And 2 rebounds for the Centralia Panthers. You got Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp, the 2-1 punch combo that are at 12 points combined together. Haverkamp with 6 points and Tava Gibbs with 6. Gibbs also 9 rebounds in that first half. And, you know, that's where Centralia was really finding most of their success, was they were pounding it inside the paint, getting the ball inside the paint. Josie Haverkamp, she had 6 points in the paint in the first quarter. Tava Gibbs, she had 2 points in the paint in the first quarter. It took a while for Centralia to finally start getting the ball inside down under the basket, but when they did, that's when they took that 8-6 lead. But then Centralia kind of went right back to what they were doing to start that quarter, and that's, well, kind of taking those long balls, taking those long shots, you know, just maybe a foot in front of the arc or outside of the arc. And Centralia this season really hasn't been defined by their three-point shooting. Now, you got a lot of great three-point shooters on this team. Hayden Kramer, Keelan Rempe, can definitely knock down a couple of trays. But the issue has been, lately, Centralia has been kind of cold from the outside. And you've seen that in these past couple of weeks for them in these big-time games. What have they done the best? They've worked it inside. They've dominated in the paint. And they've worked a great test. And most of the time, you know, your keys in a game is how well can you get the ball inside? How well can you get the ball to your bigs down under and let them score? Or how good can your guards dribble, drive inside, take a cut, and take a nice shot mid-range, short range? But for Centralia, that just really hasn't been the case in this first half, because Hanover, they ran a very protective 2-3 and a 3-2 zone, and it's done a very great job of containing Centralia. The passes that they're trying to make down under are just not clean passes. Centralia, they have 13 turnovers, which is the most they've probably had in a half this season. They only average 13 turnovers a game. And the reason why is because Hanover's zone defense is causing a little disruption. For Centralia, this second half, you kind of have to start relying a little bit on those guards and them driving inside. No, not so much driving in, kicking out, setting up a three-point shot. If the opportunity is there, take it. You don't want to deny the opportunity to take open shots, but the shot selection matters. And for Centralia, it's definitely going to matter how this third quarter is going to change the projection of this game. Centralia's got to come out, take some better shots, but overall, they got to find a way to get the ball inside the paint. Whether that means getting the ball down to your forwards, allowing them to go one-on-one and executing those plays, or your guards take the opportunity to go up, finish, and draw a foul. And Centralia, they did that really well in the first quarter, and then they let that slip there in quarter number two. So for Hanover, their defense is looking efficient, but that's not the only compliment you can give this team. They're handling Centralia's defense and full court pressure some of the best I've seen them handle Centralia this year. Centralia, a team that handles great pressure, or applies great pressure, I should say, but Hanover, they've handled it well. They haven't really turned the ball over at a transition a whole lot down the floor. Most of their turnovers have kind of come, you know, when they're already down, set up in their offense, and you know, it's just a kind of a bad pass selection. So both teams are struggling on the turnover side, but it's a question of who's really kind of benefiting more of it, who's struggling off it more. And right now, it's been the case more for Centralia. So you take the positives for Centralia. They're out-rebounding. They're definitely the taller team, the more physical team. They just got to show it here in this second half. If they want to come back, they get Hanover down 23-15. 2 minutes aside, we're back here in the second half with the MSC Sports right over between Centralia and Hanover.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We begin the second half here between Centralia and Hanover. And Centralia, excuse me, Hanover here, starting off strong, drawing a foul, going up to the free throw line to shoot two. So we Trini Schlebach. 7:48 left to go here in this third quarter. We got two quarters of nearly 16 minutes altogether of basketball action remaining here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're dialed in at 92.1. Kames, yay. Bobby back into you. Quinton Prophet down here in Centralia, Kansas. Those team this match between Centralia and Hanover. Hanover, though, they lead 23-15 over the Centralia Panthers. Here at the free throw line, Schlebach was one of two at the free throw line, missing her first shot, but knocking down her second. Centralia takes now here the ball. Down by nine. Kramer bounce passing to Gibbs. Gibbs out to Thompson, and Hanover still in his own defense here in the 3-2. They started at 2-3 to begin this game, but they've mixed it up a little bit. They found some more efficiency. That's probably why they called their early timeout when they went down 8-6. Centralia, though, they have trailed since down 10-8. Here with it, Centralia with 3 seconds of the shot clock. Rempe will take a three. We'll miss it. Now Centralia is 0 of 9 around the perimeter. Instead at the half, Centralia, a 3-point shot, just haven't really gone down here this season for them. And they're going to have to continue to try to work inside. And you'll definitely start to see that more here from the Centralia team. Hanover, though, with the ball, up by 9. Working with it in the corner, Schlebach. Schlebach drilling out to her right. Hook pass over the top, inside. Judeman kicked out in the paint, and this ball is kept from going out of bounds by Bruna. There's only 3 seconds on the shot clock. Judeman's got to release it, and she'll hit it with time expiring on the shot clock. Hanover has hit three threes on this game. They are up by 12, their largest lead now here to Centralia. Rempe with the ball inside. She'll go to Thompson. Thompson on the baseline. Kick it opposite side to Kramer. Kramer on the base. And they're going to get a foul on Hanover. And again, I mentioned it at the halftime for halftime show that Centralia, they're going to have to be the more physical team in the second half. They definitely have showed that they are a more physical team this season. They just got to provide it here in these quarters number 3 and 4. They can come right back in this game as here Haverkamp takes one on an open shot. And that's what I was talking about, quality shot selection. Haverkamp was given a wide open gift on the high post, and she took it with grace. And now Centralia is only down by 10 again at the top of the perimeter. Hanover inside, taken away by Gibbs, her second steal of the game. Hanover giving the ball to Centralia. Kramer, foul on Hanover. And just like I said at the half as well, Centralia is going to start trying to draw more fouls against this Hanover team. Here they've already drawn two in the first, not even 3 minutes in this first, in this third quarter. Foul was on Trini Schlebach, her first foul of the game. Nora Hyman comes back in for Hanover. She came in the first quarter, had 6 points. Centralia attempts a three, misses. The rebound by Hanover. Hyman, her third, fourth of the game. Hanover with the ball at the top of the perimeter with Gracie Bruna. Grew on the right side, Schlebach. Schlebach high pointing. She's looking to her left. She'll skip it opposite side to Gracie Bruna. Gracie, out to her right. Schlebach, looking down under and taken away by Gibbs. Gibbs, her fourth steal of the game. Second turnover of the quarter for Hanover. They got 15 on the game. Rempe's got his screen. She dribbles right. Now to Gibbs. Gibbs, Kramer. Kramer, pump fake, driving inside the Bullhorns. Laying up and in for two. What a layup by Kramer, and a timeout is taken. That's just what Central needs to keep doing, letting their guards attack, and they'll set up your forwards. 5 minutes, 9 seconds to go in this third quarter, 27-19, Hanover up by 8 over Centralia. A 60-second timeout. We're back in the full 60 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
5 minutes left to go here in quarter three, 27-19. Hanover over Centralia. Centralia, they just called the timeout. It's a 60-second timeout as momentum's starting to shift their way. The Hanover's working with the ball on the far sideline. Trying to toss in is Grace. Grace Bruna into Juneman. They had Juneman out to her left. She'll find a Drew Bruna. Drew Bruna looking to her right. Now she'll dribble out left lane. Stuck on her left foot. She'll pass off the Schlebach. Schlebach denied, but making the offensive rebound is Hyman. Hanover reset, but they only have 5 seconds of the shot clock. Hyman's unaware. She'll put it out to Juman. Juman will pull it up a rainbow, and it will be rebounded by the offense. So here's the second chance, third chance opportunity for Hanover in a reset shot clock. They'll work at the top of the key. They'll flip it out. They'll work it right side. Hyman will go in. Another kick out, 3-point shot is slide and missed and rebounded by Haverkamp. So three shots up for Hanover, none coming away with points. Centralia now with the ball. Gibbs out to Kramer. She'll drive it inside, take a step, and will draw a foul. She'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter, 27-19. Hanover up by 8 over Centralia. And you're seeing everything I said at halftime coming into fruition for Centralia. If they're not able to get their forwards underneath open, the guards are going to start attacking. And that's exactly what they need to do. These guards, they have to start playing more aggressive. They got to drive inside. They got to start drawing fouls. And they got to start just driving in, cutting, dropping back, fade shots. You're just playing like you expect high-end guards to play like, especially players like Kramer. And man, right now she's having a good game. You'd like to see that continue here for as here at the free throw line. She goes 1 of 2. So Centralia continues the aggression. They got 5 points here in this third quarter. While Hanover, they have scored here only 4. 3-point shot is up and missed for Hanover. And we got a jump ball on the floor. Possession arrow here for Centralia. That'll be a turnover for the Hanover Wildcats. Centralia takes over. Again, they were down just 8 points at the half and now only down 7. They're down at largest by 12 in this quarter. But it went right back to what happened in that first quarter when they started leaking back in this game. It was working the ball inside the paint. Whether you get it to the bigs or the smalls, you play it inside. But here's Centralia with an untimely turnover. Haverkamp on a miscommunication with Cora Thompson. Centralia now with 15 turnovers on the half. Timeout taken by the Hanover Wildcats. 27-20. Hanover leads over Centralia with 3:34 left to go in the third quarter. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered Investment Advisor Services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
And our Wildcats with the ball here, coming out of their own timeout with 3:30 left to go in the third quarter, up 27-20 over the Centralia Panthers. Two ranked number three teams, their own respective classifications. Hanover in Division Two of 1A and Centralia in Division One of 1A. Hanover with the ball on the left wing. They'll pass it inside with it. Bruna over the top. She goes in for two. Drew Bruna. She's now at 9 points on the game. Her first points in quarter three. Centralia, another untimely turnover for the Panthers. Beating the game up just a little bit too much here on the Panthers' side. 29-220 our score. Hanover over Centralia with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. You figure both these teams, who both can hold teams under 30 points a game, we're going to play a defensive battle. And here you got it between this TVL matchup. Hanover with the ball. Gracie Bruna out to her right side. Coers. Coers is back in the game for the first time for the first quarter. Hanover up top. Hyman will take a straightaway three. It's off back to back iron. The rebound by Melina Becker, her third board of the game. First rebound since the first quarter for her. Now Centralia with the ball. Pass it left side. Thompson. Thompson over the top. Gibbs somehow keeps it. Now to Kramer. Kramer thinking about a bounce pass inside. Instead, she'll elect to go to the high post. Gibbs. Gibbs missing the shot off the back iron, but she makes her own rebound. Steps inside. She's got the putback. And that's what Gibbs does best. It's her hustle, her energy, and her ability to stay on the play at all times, even on her own missed shots. Hanover driving inside. Foul is drawn by Drew Bruna. She'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. 2 minutes, 6 seconds left to go this third quarter. Hanover is up 29-22. A 7-point lead over Centralia. And Drew Bruna is at the free throw line. The foul is against Keelan Rempe. That is her fourth foul of the game. It would be tough to lose a player like Rempe, so she's going to come up and get a break till probably the start of the fourth quarter. Tanking and Josie Haverkamp will come in. Haverkamp will sub in for Gibbs. First free throw shot was made by Drew Bruna. Bruna, who's our first double-digit scorer of this game with 10 points. Here she looks for point number 11. And as she gets it, she goes 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Kramer with the ball. Bounce pass between two defenders to Thompson. Thompson back to Kramer. Kramer floats a shot up. What a take by Kramer on the short corner. A little floater with some jump action to it. Hanover will try to respond with a three. It's off the iron and rebounded by Haverkamp. Now Centralia's got a little bit of wind behind them. They got to take it. Haverkamp drops back for a three. Miss and rebounded by Bruna. I'll tell you what, if Centralia just makes one of the threes they've taken on this game, they can definitely find some footing. But here's the turnover by Hanover by Gracie Bruna. Centralia is about 0 for 11 outside the perimeter in this game. But if they manage to hit that three-point shot at any point, you're definitely going to feel something different here in this crowd for the Centralia Panthers. Talk about the crowd. Every seat here is filled in this place. As Maya Tanking makes the offensive rebound, she misses. Another rebound is by Gibbs. As she goes out, she misses. And two second-chance opportunities doesn't account for much. Down the floor, Hanover's got an open player. And making the easy bunny is Kenny Coers with her first 2 points of the game. Hanover back up by 9, 33-24 over Centralia. Tanking, bounce pass inside, Kramer. Kramer taking all the way to the rim, and she's got two. And Kramer's finally just taking the ball in her own hands and making work with it. 7 points in the quarter for her. Shot up off the basket and rebounded by Gibbs. Down the floor, fast break for some points. Becker gets blocked, and she rebounds the ball on the baseline. It'll turn it over for Centralia. These two teams are back and forth And again, I want to shout out the crowd. This is one of the biggest crowds and atmospheres I've seen this season. Even in the CBL championship game, you probably did not see this many bodies in one court. You can tell this is a big game between these two teams. With an even bigger atmosphere, as Tanky makes the board and steps out of bounds. 30 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Hanover up 33-26 over Centralia. 7-point lead. It's been the main lead they've held on to in this third. They'll throw it inbounds to the high key. Inside, mid-range shot, nicely sliced by Drew Bruna. Bruna, who's had an incredible game with 6 points in this third quarter. But on the game, she's got over double digits. 3-point shot up by Centralia. Miss. Becker trying to make the rebound, and it's going to be a jump ball possession arrow for Hanover. And I'd hate to reiterate it, but Centralia has been very cold here from outside the perimeter. Their shots just have not fallen. They're 0-for-12 on the outside field. And some scrambling happens at midcourt, but Hanover gets it. And then a double dribble is called. And all sorts of things are being shouted. With 5 seconds left to go here in this third quarter. Definitely one of the most thrilling CBL games here this season between these two teams. A fun rival indeed. Two teams that won their own respective state championships last year. Hanover gets a steal. They lose that out of bounds. It'll be kept with Hanover Wildcats with Gracie Bruna. That was the last one to touch it was Centralia. 2.5 seconds to go in the third quarter, 35-26. Hanover can make this a 10-point game going into the fourth quarter. And they'll just set it up to a Centralia player and tanking. And, well, that's the wrong player. Hanover will turn it over to end the quarter. It's 35-26, Hanover over Centralia girls, as we go into quarter number four, a TVL battle between two ranked teams and two state champions from their own respective classes last year. This is an absolute beauty of a game. We're back in 60 on the MSC Sports Radio Network for the start of the fourth quarter.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Hanzaland Radio.
Centralia with the ball to start quarter number four. They'll have the ball inside the paint, but they'll miss the shot with Haverkamp, and the rebound is made by Juneman. Hanover leading going into the start of the fourth quarter, 35-26 over Centralia, a girls matchup. Two ranked number three teams in their own respective classes. Two teams that won their state champions in their own respective classes. Hanover in Class 1A Division 2 and the Centralia Panthers in Class 1A Division 1. And a foul is called on Centralia to start this quarter. On the offensive side for Hanover, as Lee Junior will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. She had a 3-pointer in the third quarter, 3 rebounds in the first quarter. That's pretty much all much she's been involved with in this game. And right here, Centralia got a small medical timeout. They're putting a Band-Aid on the right shoulder of Becker. So just a little bit of blood that she gets that situated with, a little Band-Aid. Just a normal one. That was me. I would be repping some Transformers. Here for Hanover, Juneman at the free throw line. Her first shot is up and off. Here for the Hanover Wildcats, that first half, they went 5 of 7 at the free throw line. Here in this second half so far, they are 3 of 5, now 3 of 6, as both shots were missed by Juniman. Hanover giving up the ball now here to Centralia. Centralia down by 9, 35-26. With 7:26 to go here in the fourth quarter. Kramer driving inside. Both one in front of the basket. In for two. Kramer has elevated herself in this second half. She's got 9 points in the third and fourth quarter combined. Centralia back down by 7. It's been the number they haven't been able to beat. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. Hanover will throw it in from their own bench with 7:07 to go in this fourth quarter. 35-28. Hanover over Centralia. Right now, Centralia, they just got getting over that hump of 7. With the ball is the Wildcats. Drew Bruna looking outside. Passing to her teammate. Driving in. Floater. Off the basket. Drop the board into the basket of Stahlbomber. Her 6 points of the game. And now Centralia takes over. For Kramer. Kramer down in the near corner. Becker will float it. Opposite side. Pass out to Kramer. Kramer. And you're throwing it up, and there will be a foul drawn. Kramer will go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. And one thing I said at the half was that Centralia need to be more aggressive inside if they want to come back in this game. And for the most part, they've hit the hammer on the nail on that one. However, the issue has been that their defense has not been as good as it was in the first half. They have struggled defensively in this third and fourth quarter now. As the first free throw shot is nailed by Kramer. If she can make this next one, he would draw back to, well, the lucky number 7. Next shot is up for Kramer and made. So 37-30, our score. Hanover up by 7 over Centralia with 6:36 to go in this fourth quarter. Hanover working with the ball. Put it up top on the left wing. Dribbling inside the key, turning around, spinning, firing. Now out to the left. Low wing. Screen is set. Now back around. Driving baseline, looking for a kick out on top of the perimeter. Hyman, 16 here on the shot clock. Coerce nearly loses the ball, but they're going to get a foul called on Centralia. It'll be the second foul of the quarter here in the fourth for Centralia. First in the game against Fort Thompson. 6:17 to go in this fourth quarter, 37-30. Centralia down by 7 to Hanover. Hanover throwing it in from the far side boundary. Crowd side. Hanover at the top of the perimeter, driving in to Coers. Coers in the bullhorns, in the paint, kicking out. Hyman. Hyman nearly loses the ball. It's loose on the ground. It's picked up on the near wing, driving inside, feeling out. In for two is Drew Bruna. Drew Bruna having a night. 8 points here in the second half. She had 7 points in the first half, 15 on the game altogether. Our leading scorer in tonight's action. Kramer, Eurostep inside and a far floater from the high elbow is somehow offensively rebounded by Centralia. And now this ball is loose, still on the floor, but it's last touched by the Panthers. So Hanover will take over. For 5:38 left to go in this fourth quarter. 39-30, Hanover over Centralia. This is just our girls' game. We've still got a boys' game to follow. And Gibbs. She's coming over here to the bench, biting down on the front of her jersey. So she'll come out for a bit. In for her will be Rempe. Rempe's got 4 fouls on the game for Centralia. Came out early in that third quarter to save herself from fouling out. And here she's got a steal, and that's why she's needed here in this fourth, is her ability to take the ball away. She's got it. Now to Kramer. Kramer, floater to the basket. Tried to use the backboard. Couldn't rebound it, but a put back for Becker. Her first points of the game off her 5th rebound. Now back down by, you guess the number, it's 7. And getting a steal is Centralia. Down by 7 with the ball. Haverkamp with it to Kramer. Kramer on the right wing, on the baseline, flipping it out to Haverkamp. Haverkamp opposite side. Rempe